As part of a far-reaching restructuring of the agency, Brennan announced last week, the CIA will create a new organization near the top of the agency's organizational chart. The Directorate for Digital Innovation will be responsible for all things cyber, from gathering intelligence through network exploitation to defending the agency's own systems from foreign threats. The decision's been criticized in some quarters for potentially replicating the functions of the National Security Agency, the agency that's had the lead for offensive and defensive signals intelligence since its founding, and now cyber. But in a speech at the Council on Foreign Relations on Friday, Brennan painted the new center as an effort to integrate cyber into the CIA's existing responsibilities, not to encroach on other agencies' missions.
Media attention has focused on our efforts to embrace and leverage the digital revolution by, among other things, creating a new directorate within our agency, the first new directorate created in 50 years, called the Directorate of Digital Innovation. This step does not, as some have suggested, signify a marked change in CIA's core mission. Rather, it is an organizational response to the simple reality that in today's interconnected world, we must place our activities and operations in the digital domain at the very center of all of our longstanding mission endeavors.
In the wake of a study he ordered last September to examine the CIA's structure and resources, Brennan says he concluded that his agency needed to infuse cyber knowledge and techniques throughout its traditional mission sets if it wanted to succeed at any of them. He says the global environment the CIA is supposed to comprehensively understand has fully moved into the information age, so his agency needs to as well.
Every day, state actors, criminals, terrorist organizations, and hackers of all stripes try to penetrate our nation's digital networks. Government institutions are under constant assault, and private companies are spending enormous sums of money to defend against hacking attempts, denial of service attacks, and other efforts to disrupt their networks. The attack on Sony late last year was a reminder of just how serious the threat is and how quickly it can take place. CIA is working with our partners across the federal government to strengthen cyber defenses, to share expertise, and to collaborate with the private sector to mitigate these threats. Together, we have advanced our understanding of the threats in the cyber realm. But just as we have improved our knowledge as well as our capabilities, so too have our adversaries. They are skilled, agile, and determined, and matching them will require focus and imagination, not just from government, but from private industry as well.
The new digital directorate was part of a much larger shakeup of the agency, the first in decades. The new plan also creates 10 separate centers, modeled loosely on the CIA's existing counterterrorism center. The intent is to reorganize the agency along lines that break down according to subject matter, rather than neatly drawn geographic areas, and eliminate what Brennan saw as unnecessary barriers between its clandestine operations and analysis arms. Brennan says his vision for the agency means an increased emphasis on analysis.
On the analysis, we have to not only help to inform policymakers about those trends and developments worldwide, but analysis for CIA has taken on many more dimensions than it did when I first joined the agency in 1980. At that time, CIA's analytic work was really exclusively limited to the finished all-source analytic products that we give the president and others. Now, analysis drives so much of our activity. Whether we're talking about collection, whether we're talking about different types of operational activities or covert action, that analytic insight, taking full advantage of the intelligence that we get through various means, as well as taking advantage of the increasingly rich open source environment in social media, so that we're better able to inform our activities as well as better inform our policymakers. So analysis is becoming more and more of a driver of so many different elements of CIA's mission.
Brennan has also signaled that the reorganization will mean less of a focus on paramilitary operations. But that won't mean the need for covert operations will go away entirely.
A lot of times the Covert Action Authority requires some paramilitary capability. I believe that the CIA needs to retain that paramilitary capability so that should the chief executive and the president decide that we need to be able to apply it in order to protect and advance our national security interests, the CIA needs to be prepared to do that. What my concern is that the CIA has a lot of responsibilities worldwide. I want to make sure we're able to address those different responsibilities capably across the board and not swing too wildly one way or another. When I look back over the last 15 years since 9/11 with the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan and the counterterrorism efforts, we have had to utilize a number of those paramilitary skills and capabilities working with our partners in order to address these threats that we face. And thankfully, the CIA had that capability and experience. So it's not as though I'm trying to diminish it. What I'm trying to do is make sure, and this is part of the motivation behind some of the reforms, is to fulfill our responsibilities across all of those areas that we have globally.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.